Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:31 and I'm going to speak for a little while now about the Cambridge United Community Trust. We're going to be joined, we are joined, by Vicky Neal, who is the wellbeing manager there. And Jake Potts is also with us. He oversees the Forever United programme. And if you'd both like to unmute, I can say good morning to you both.
Morning, Julian.
Morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Julian.
Morning,
good
Jake.
Good morning.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello,
good morning.
So, Vicky, let's start with you. How long has the Cambridge United Community Trust been in existence?
Well, the Community Trust itself has been around for about 10 years, but probably five of those years it was sort of providing football sessions for young people in the community. And then it kind of grew as our mental health works kind of got recognised in probably 2012. And then since then, it's just taken off, really, seeing that Cambridge has got such an unequal balance of opportunities for seniors, those with disabilities, obviously young people as well. We recognise the need, and the trust has grown so quickly in the last few years, even since I started. So,
has the pandemic had an effect on that? It seems to have an effect on everything in our lives, but some things perhaps get changed and altered slightly more than others.
Yeah, definitely had an effect on some of our aspects of our work, particularly seniors' work that Jake's going to talk about. It really, really highlighted those inequalities that we spoke about, the family situations that we recognised when we went to go and deliver food and offer support for people that were in really uncomfortable living situations, and really, really isolated as well, which we kind of knew was happening. But like you say, the pandemic really highlighted it to the public.
And in terms of, say, the players, for example, around the club, how do they actually get involved at all?
Yeah, they did get involved. And to be honest, we're the charity arm of the football club. So we are slightly separate, but we work really closely together. Our offices are the same. So we share a lot of information. And actually, during lockdown, the players obviously weren't playing. The staff at the club weren't doing their usual roles. So what they did do was come and support us with the massive demand of support that we could offer. So, yeah, the players were coming out doing food deliveries, including the manager, Mark Bonner. So, yeah, it was fantastic. Really, really brought us together as a trust and a club. So it's been fantastic.
And in terms of, you know, the club's involvement, I guess, as you say, you know, it is a separate organisation, and there's, as we, you know, heard Mark Bonner speaking at the top of the hour in our news, there's a couple of games a week at the moment, so I suspect the time that the players right now have is limited. But presumably, you know, Christmas is on the way round. It might be quite nice to see, I don't know, Jack Lancaster or somebody coming along and delivering a parcel to somebody.
That would be ideal. We're obviously really looking after our players at the moment. Pre-COVID, they were coming into schools and helping young people talk about mental health. They were coming to our disability sessions, just trying to inspire those people that are coming to our sessions to achieve as much as they can. So I can't knock the players at all,
no.
But obviously their job is to perform on the pitch, and we need them fit and healthy. But their enthusiasm to support the trust is there. And if we can get them knocking on some doors, and we have a plan to do some sort of parcels and things, then we'll obviously have them there.
I just think that's so fantastic. You know, I mean, you've got to tell me, like, you were just saying there that some of the players, they're going into the schools. Like, what's the reaction? What do the kids say when one of the Cambridge United players walks through the doors?
Well, honestly, they're just mind blown that there's like a footballer, like one they've seen on TV in their classroom. Like, when I go in and deliver in a school, they're already like, wow, someone from Cambridge United. And then, yeah, you get Liam O'Neill is fantastic at it. And he comes in and talks about like things to look out for when you're struggling with your mental health, challenges he's had, and them being so open and honest.
That's it.
That really helps. Yeah.
I was going to say, because I have actually been following Cambridge United quite closely this year during the pandemic. And you really do get the impression that, you know, they're all quite young players themselves, aren't they? So it's not like they're not talking down to the kids. It's very much, you know, the mental health is a huge issue for kids at school. But actually to see it in sport as well. And like you said, you know, they're the local players, they're coming to chat to them. It must be just so like relatable almost.
That's exactly the word. Whether it's the players or whether it's our staff, we've got quite a few members of staff that go into schools. And yeah, the young people just love chatting with you, getting your experience, getting your knowledge, and just, yeah, really feeling a connection with you. And that's kind of the community that we're trying to build.
I love it. I think that's fantastic. Tell us, like, I'm sure you've got plenty more, you know, organised. What's next for the organisation? You were touching on Christmas there a little bit. We can talk about that or anything else that you've got lined up.
And we're really trying to expand our mental health work, to be honest, in schools. Obviously, there's a massive need for supporting those students that have been out for such a long time. So previously, we've had a mental health program called Mind Your Head. And it's a 6-week program where we go into schools and talk about stress and talk about social media impact and things. But I think the need has just grown so much that perhaps we can offer small group work and one-to-one work for those that have really, really struggled, haven't been able to access education online, and those that are a bit disinterested in sort of mainstream learning. Can we offer sport as a kind of a tool to engage them in some way, and then teach them maths, English, science, PSHE? So yeah, that's a big area we feel in a good place to support with.
Brilliant.
Jake, tell me a little bit about Forever United.
Of course, yeah. So our Forever United programme was introduced last year during lockdown, and it was sort of to reach out to our seniors within the community. And since lockdown restrictions have lifted, we've been able to expand our support across Cambridgeshire within our sort of wider strategic overview, and using sport to empower our community and change lives. So one of the focuses we have is combating social isolation, and we have a range of activities held weekly, monthly, to sort of achieve this. So we have our garden gate visits where a couple of colleagues go around to visit our participants and deliver activity packs and offer support and have conversations with some of the seniors to see how their mental health is doing and if there's anything we can do to help them within the community or anything on, which we get really good feedback and engagement through those sessions. We also hold our senior season ticket calls. So that's one of my roles, is to communicate with our senior season ticket holders between every 3 months, and just catch up with them to see what they're getting up to outside of attending fixtures. And
that's
any activities that we can put on for them or signpost them into to make sure they're keeping active and having that sort of active habit of lifestyle, which is another area of our focus.
And what's the reaction coming back, Jake?
Yeah, because, I was going to say.
Lucy mentioned and asked about what happens when a United player comes up in a classroom. But just anybody from the club approaching a senior who, goodness me, could have had a season ticket for 30 or 40 years and is now, here's the club, really paying attention to them.
Yeah, I would say our garden gate visits and senior ticket calls are really great for the engagement with the community. We get great responses. I would say from the last couple of months doing season ticket calls, they are so sort of positive, enthusiastic about receiving the phone call. Mm. And they're so happy to talk about what they get up to. And it's great for me to sort of find out more about the community and how we can support them.
I'm intrigued by some of the activities which you put on for these seniors. Virtual bingo, afternoon tea, and knitting. Do they like knit a Cambridge United scarf?
Yeah, so things like that. I've got a great story with the senior lunches and afternoon teas. We have, since lockdown restrictions, we've managed to increase our numbers, and we went from having 40 at our senior lunch to we're now actually extending it to 72.
Wow.
So we've really doubled in size over the last 2 or 3 months for that. And one of our participants has been collecting the balls of string and knitting stuff for the knitting patchwork for us, so we can put together and provide blankets and stuff. But I actually had a personal item made for me, which was a nice red woolly hat, which I'm very looking much to wearing as the winter comes through. So, yeah, it is really, really great. And sort of the engagement with each individual, and you really get to sort of find out what it is going on in their lives and how we can help them.
That's fantastic. And are they actually, they've literally supported United, you know, all their life?
Some of them have supported United for over 75 years.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing.
Yes, listening back to some of the stories they had from when they first went to the games and how it's changed since, it is really fascinating to hear.
And also, I mean, this is what got me so into it. Like during the pandemic, the whole story of how United were doing, like, and they were, then they got promoted up to League One. It was just such a amazing, like, getting together. And they, I mean, that alone must have been so exciting. The only thing that was terrible about it was that none of the fans could be there to celebrate in person.
Did you see the celebration?
Yeah, that was amazing. I have to say, guys, I went to my first match a couple of weekends ago, and I walked past and I said to my boyfriend, I said, "Oh my God, is that the covered way that Paul Mullin jumped on top of?" When and I was like, "Oh, it's that. I've seen it." Yeah, fantastic. You've got to like, you've got to enshrine that. That is United history.
We really managed to like still encapsulate our fans in some way that they couldn't be at games. Like lots of people followed and I follow. And then just to support what Jake was saying, we actually took the trophy, so the winner's trophy, round to some of our seniors at the Garden Gate.
Oh, amazing.
Can you imagine their faces?
God, that is brilliant.
You should have brought him around here. You'd have seen Lucy's face. That would have been great. So Vicky, if there's somebody listening, either perhaps from a school or from another, maybe a senior, or somebody who knows someone, how do they get involved? Do you search people out, or do you visit based on recommendations?
So we're working really hard, actually, to get recognised as like a health provision, because obviously we do lots of physical health programmes, but obviously mental health is really encompasses that as well. So obviously if you speak to your GP and things, we're hopefully going to get them to be aware of what we're getting up to. So almost like socially prescribed, like a walking football session as a way to beat isolation, or someone with a disability that feels really lonely and no one understands them, like come to one of our disability sessions where there are other people that use frames and other people that have got cerebral palsy, and they're embracing it and taking part in the best way they can. So we're hoping to grow kind of that knowledge of what we do as much as possible in the next, whatever our strategy said, 2 and 3 years. But for right now, if you're listening, like, please reach out to us, either go on our website, which is CUC Trust, so Cambridge United Community Trust, but cuctrust.co.uk, or drop myself an email, so vicky.neil@cambridge-united.co.uk. And I can signpost you to our fantastic members of staff that, support seniors, young people, disabilities, obese males. Like, please have a look at what we do. It's a fantastic place to work, as hopefully you can hear from me.
Absolutely.
But also a community that we're trying to build. So some of our players that come to Man vs. Fat also come to our mental health session.
Brilliant.
Some of our seniors that come to walking football also come to our lunches. So we're really trying to get lots of times we're making contact with these people, so we can make life, like Jake said, like lifestyle changes, not just a once a week session. So mentioned anything, get in touch.
Well, I just think it's absolutely brilliant what you guys are doing, and what United is doing as a community trust. Vicky, Jake, so lovely to speak to you. Keep in touch with us. I would like, whenever you've got things to come up, promote, let us know. 105 going to support you for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys. 844.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.